When you're pregnant, you start reading about the cost of having a baby. When you start reading about the cost of having a baby, you learn about the cost of sending that baby to college and immediately start saving all your money in a 529 plan. When you save all your money in a 529 plan, you save no money in your 401k, thinking your son will get a business degree from Harvard and take care of you in retirement. When you think your son will take care of you in retirement, he changes majors and gets a degree in jazz studies. When he gets a degree in jazz studies, he moves back home with you and you have to support him. When you have to support him, you don't get to retire. Don't be forced to work through retirement to support your jazz-loving adult son. Stop investing without a plan and upgrade to Money Talks.
This is Money Talks.
And we're back.
You got to really love some jazz if your son is going to go get a degree in jazz studies.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, yeah, I'm just saying, you really got to enjoy jazz.
You can make some money in jazz.
I'm sure.
Just like one person that does.
I was going to say, are they on Bourbon Street in New Orleans? Well, is that where you make money in jazz?
They might be. They might be.
Take it all. It's a cash business. You get your money in a hat.
I bet they're not filing taxes.
I bet they're not. You could beat the tax man. We do not advocate beating the tax man.
Not that way.
Not that way, for
not
sure.
Not that way. Yeah. All right, Jennifer.
Avoidance.
Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about a case study that we have here.
We don't call it a case study. It's boring.
I know. That's what you say every time. But it's so much easier to just go ahead and say that it's a case study. So Ben and Cameron have been diligently saving their entire life, maxing out their 401ks and their IRAs, and all of their savings are in tax-deferred investments. So Ben's looking to retire in 10 to 12 years, and he's concerned that their nest egg might not last as long because they'll owe taxes on everything that they have to withdraw. And therefore, you know, I mean, once again, beating the tax man is not an option when you're pulling money out of a retirement account.
Most of the time, you're right. You're going to pay it now or you're going to pay it later, basically.
Right. So, you know, when clients come in, especially when they're first starting out and they want to know what's the best way to invest, we always recommend that they start if they're working and the employer has a retirement plan. They definitely want to contribute to that at least up to the point that they match their contribution.
Absolutely. Free money is a good thing.
Free money is always awesome.
Yeah.
Then if they are eligible, we recommend that they contribute to a Roth IRA if their income is not too high. But in some cases, they're not able to do that because their income is higher. So we would recommend then that they maximize their 401k plan because they're getting tax-deferred growth on that. They're also getting a tax advantage because they're putting the money in pre-tax.
Right.
So it reduces their taxes down at that time.
Sure.
But
the current tax bill is lowered, and the money can grow without being taxed until it's pulled out at retirement.
Right. So after you've maximized your retirement plans, then we recommend that you save money outside of that. What tends to happen, or not tends to happen, but in some cases happens, is that they don't have enough money to do both. And
right.
So it gets lopsided where most of their money is in a tax-deferred retirement plan that when they pull it out, they're going to have to pay taxes on that money.
Right.
So there are situations, and, you know, I mean, you have to – it's a case-by-case basis. There's no magic formula to figure this out. But when you're looking at your situation, you want to know, do you really think that you're going to be in a lower tax bracket? If someone is maximizing and they've got a lot of money in their retirement plan,
right,
they could actually end up being in a higher tax bracket once they start taking their mandatory withdrawals.
Exactly.
So in that case, maybe it's better for you to stop contributing to your retirement plan or at least only contribute up to the point where you're getting the match and then save any additional money outside of that. Or if your retirement plan, your 401k, has a Roth option, invest in that. It's not going to help you tax-wise today.
Right.
But it does. The money comes out of there without ever being taxed. Correct.
Yeah, so the difference in the Roth is you put money in after mm-hmm. you've paid tax from your income tax.
Right.
You pay your income tax and you fund the Roth
with after-tax dollars.
Mm-hmm. So it's already been taxed. And the unique thing about the Roth is they allow the money to grow and you never pay tax
right.
on the growth
mm-hmm.
beyond the point that you've saved it into that Roth.
Right. And just for example, and I'll tell you, we had a client that had most of their money in the retirement plan. They did have a nest egg of money that was outside of their retirement plan. But prior to retirement, they bought their retirement home. They sold their existing house and moved into this house that was their dream home.
Okay.
But they also took all of their taxable money and paid off their house. And so in this situation, now all of a sudden their IRA was being depleted much faster
right.
because every dollar that they spent had to come from, other than Social Security,
right.
had to come from
their retirement accounts.
So you want to be careful about, it's the American dream to pay off your home, but knowing what that will do to you.
I'm going to be honest. My American dream is a 3.5% 100-year mortgage.
No, I know.
No, absolutely.
I only got a 30-year mortgage, but if they'd have given me 100 years, I would have taken it.
I understand. But for most people, it's
right.
the psychological effect of paying off your house, and that's what we had to explain to them. It's not the best. It's not in your best interest
right.
to have done that. And so we actually had them go back and take out a mortgage now so that they're reducing the amount that they're pulling out of their IRA.
Right.
Right.
And they have taxable money. They're only making their mandatory withdrawals and they have taxable money to spend.
For those of you who might be sitting there scratching your head, wondering why it is that we're saying that it's not the best thing for you to pay off
mm-hmm.
your house when in fact you probably feel like, man, that'd be an awesome goal. If you can make... What did we make in the stock market last year? 11.95% the S&P 500 made. I don't know of anybody with a mortgage that's forcing you to pay that much interest today.
It's true. I mean, the way I look at it is this. So you go to Best Buy. All right, let's go Rooms to Go because they'll give you 60 months
wow.
interest-free. So mm-hmm. why are you going to pay cash?
Right.
So if you look at the house and you say, if they gave me a 0% mortgage, would I take a mortgage out or not? If you're still the person that's going to say, I would pay my house off even at 0%,
right.
then I can't really help.
Might not
but
be
to
able
your
to
point,
make a
though,
logical
if you have a 4%
tie.
Mortgage,
yep.
4% interest rate, that is the only question you have to answer. My tax bracket times that 4% mortgage is what it's really going to cost me.
Sure. So it's lower than 4%.
Lower.
Right.
So if you're in a 50% tax bracket, it's costing you 2%.
Right.
Why would I pay that off?
Yeah.
I can go buy a 10-year treasury.
Sure.
Paying more than 2%.
2.5%, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Something you're going to be better off.
That's
you're,
right.
You've increased your purchasing
right.
power by
why
doing
would
that.
You not do to the bank what the bank does to you? Because what
exactly
happened
it.
What happened Wednesday? They raised rates, right?
Exactly.
Prime rate just went up. Your
right.
cost to borrowing just went up.
It did.
They're not paying you more in your interest.
Nope.
Did I see my – I went online before I came and did the show. They didn't raise my interest rate.
Nope.
That they're paying me on the cash.
They raised your borrowing rate,
they
though.
They did.
That's
so
exactly
why not do
the
it
game
in reverse?
They play.
Right.
Absolutely.
And you have to view your house just like you would any other asset that you have. You can't eat a house. You can't go take a piece of your house to the grocery store and
yeah.
buy groceries.
And guess what? It's a whole lot less liquid, meaning that it
yes.
takes a much longer time to sell a house than it does to sell a stock in the market and put cash in your pocket if you need to.
Well, mm-hmm. I'm dealing with this scenario right now with two people. One's not a client yet. One is a client. And so they want to sell. Here's what they want. They want to buy a new house. So they've got their house is currently paid off.
Right.
Let's just say it's in the $400,000 or $500,000 range. Paid off. But there's no cash to put
right.
a down payment on the new house. Here's the requirement. We must buy the new house, move into the new house, then sell the old house. Okay, that's fine. Guess how you do that? Home equity line of credit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't want to borrow. Well, I don't know. I don't have a magic wand. I can't make, $100,000 down payment magically appear. I don't have a tree. If I did, I'd use it
right.
for myself.
Yep.
So, there's only so many ways. It's always, 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 always. It's not about income.
Mm-hmm.
It's about cash.
Right.
And people always go, well, income is cash. No, it's not. Because
mm-hmm.
cash is after tax. How much do you have in your pocket to spend? Period. The end.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you're 18, 21, or 87. You
mm-hmm.
need cash to spend. Take that gold bar to Kroger.
Yeah.
It won't give you anything with
no.
it.
No.
You got to have cash.
Right. You know, but that's sometimes that's why we do talk about diversifying the investments too. You know, not only in your house, you know, by having a mortgage, but also having, you know, using a Roth if that's available to you. Do a combination of things that will help you have money on both sides of the table.
Well, really what you're saying is that's why you should call 770-429-9166 and let a professional do this.
Yes.
I don't fix my teeth when I have a cavity. I'm not going to do open heart surgery to fix my blocked artery.
Yeah.
This is what we do for a living.
Yeah.
You throw darts.
Yeah.
And we get the Ouija board out and we figure out how to save tax money. No, but I mean, at the end of the day, people get to be too emotional.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the reason you go to a professional is because they're not going to be emotional. It's your money. It's not my money.
Right.
So I'm not emotional about it.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to be emotional about my money.
Right. And what do you do to combat that?
I have Adam Ledbetter here in the
exactly.
office.
Yeah, we do it ourselves.
Who manages my money.
Take our own advice.
Right.
To that
and
degree.
I manage Gene Hensler's money, right?
There you
so
go.
So
yes.
We take the emotion out of it. That's right.
Right.
But cash is the only thing that matters.
Cash is the main one.
Cash is king.
Period. You can have a stock that you bought for a dollar, and now it's worth $100, right?
Yes.
You know, we have this conversation all the time.
Yes.
I don't want to pay taxes. Yeah, but you can't spend it. Well, you can't take the certificate. Something.
They don't want to lose money, but they don't want to sell at a gain and make money. So you just want to not make anything and not pay any taxes?
That's the only way that you can do it is make nothing.
We're joking, but this is the irrationalism that when it's your money. I mean, because we do the same thing. Gene is my worst client. Okay? We have a lot of clients, but you know Dr. Gene Hensler is the worst
I don't know
client.
Why you say that. He's so calm and even temper.
He and I were just going at it 2 days ago because I go over to his house and I'm like, what do you hate? Non-recs.
Yeah,
non-recommended stocks in an account anymore because of the tax reasons. So I go over. Gene,
right.
You always tell me don't let the tax tail wag the dog.
Wag
did
the
I say
investment
that right?
dog.
Yes,
right.
you did.
And so now I'm not selling. I don't want to pay all those taxes.
Yeah.
Let's see what Trump's going to do. Come on.
Yeah.
What's the rule? You know what you know today. You make your decision based on today. I can't.
Right.
I don't know what tomorrow's going
to
bring.
Yeah. Managing taxes is most frustrating to me because really all you can do is kick the can down the road.
That's it.
Whatever you don't want to pay, I mean, you have to hang on. But then you do it at the peril of performance.
Well, not only that, but 21%. 21%.
Yeah.
15 for federal, 6 for state.
Right.
If the market moves 21% down, you're no better off.
Yeah.
And guess what? You still don't have cash.
Mm-hmm. Well, I look at it even differently, Bill. What if the portfolio that I've put together actually outperforms your portfolio, honestly, by 5 or 6%. Sometimes,
but you know, that knife cuts both ways.
It does. But what I'm telling you
that's
is
always the well, we didn't sell it, it went up. What? I mean, you know, that knife cuts both ways.
But what I'm saying is, last year, I know one of the portfolios we have internally is an equity income portfolio. It was up 20% last year. And a lot of people who didn't trade into those stocks because they had their assets tied up in other assets that had gains, I can do the math and show you where. You know, you lost, I mean, you were never going to pay 60-70% on the locked in gains you had, but
it's
by
just,
passing
it's,
over
I'm
performance,
telling you,
you
I
do
couldn't
that.
Have, I couldn't have, this could have been Weekend at Bernie's. Gene could have been dead. He's not, but he totally could have been dead. I could have put ropes on his hand to try to sign the check.
He wasn't going to do it.
Not going to happen.
Yeah. But not only, like sometimes you have clients that come in, you know, a new client, and they have a portfolio of things that we want to sell. They don't want to sell this stock over here because it's got too much of a gain in it, and they don't want to pay the taxes on it. And then they have this stock over here that they lost money on, but they don't want to sell it because they want to wait and see if it'll come back up.
I can't have a loss.
And I'm like,
if you're holding on to your gains, are you preferring that they lose all the money that you gained so you don't pay the
tax? But you could actually wash the two,
yes,
right?
You could just sell them both and just...
And quite
and
often
end up
we
with
look
what?
At that.
Cash.
That's true. Cash. And the other thing is we do that quite often, but I will tell you, in a market like we've seen over since 2009... There aren't a whole lot of losses to harvest these days. So it makes it even tougher. It's probably the reason that it's at the forefront of our mind. We have a lot of clients that focus on the same thing.
Right. Right. Here we're going to pay some bills.
Sounds good.
All right. You're listening to Money Talks. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.